Welcome to the FSC Minute. I am Nadia Newsom. Today, we explore anti-money laundering with Laurice Edwards-Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC. Welcome to the FSC Minute, Laurice.
Thank you, Nadine.
Laurice, what is money laundering?
Nadine, the goal of most criminal operations is to generate a profit. To ensure their ill-gotten gains, criminals commonly seek to disguise the illegal source of those profits. Money laundering is the processing of criminal profits into money or investments that appear to be legitimate so that its illegal source cannot be traced.
And what role does the FSC play as it relates to compliance with anti-money laundering laws?
Section 62F of the Financial Services Commission Act 2001 mandates the FSC to implement measures designed to reduce the possibility of a prescribed financial institution being used for any purpose connected with an offense involving money laundering. As such, the FSC is responsible for identifying and assessing the anti-money laundering or the counter-financing of terrorism risks facing its regulated industries, that is, the securities, pensions, and insurance industries, and putting in place standards to alleviate these identified risks.
So does the FSC provide specific instructions to financial institutions regarding the procedures that they should put in place for anti-money laundering compliance?
The FSC's task is to put in place a regulatory regime that encourages institutions to manage their own risks. It is therefore the institution's responsibility to ensure that appropriate measures are in place to detect and prevent money laundering and to ensure compliance with the relevant laws.
Thank you, Laurice. Next week, we'll continue to examine other issues surrounding money laundering. My guest today was Laurice Edwards-Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement. For the FSC Minute, I am Nadine Newsom.
I know we're on our honeymoon, but I'm thinking about our retirement.
What? Oh, if you talk about that, no.
Whether you will retire in 3 or 30 years, the best time to start planning for your retirement is now. The earlier you start, the more money you would have accumulated when you retire. Talk to a registered pension plan provider today. Your retirement planning tip, brought to you by the Financial Services Commission.
My name is Errol Lewin, a director of Jamaica Bedding Company Limited. We contacted the Jamaica Productivity Center to assist us in the laying out of a plant. By so doing, we were able to have technical and economic efficiency that resulted in a significant increase in our overall level of productivity.
You too can see increased efficiency and quality in your operations. Let the experts at the Jamaica Productivity Center show you how. Call 922-1598 for more information.
Productivity. The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.